The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
Welcome, Adam Gilchrist.
Hi, thank you. Morning, Chris.
The MPs are getting stuck into travel bans and Brexit.
Yeah, two weighty issues, all right. And they're debating these two things, although not in a formal way, but nonetheless, they're kicking them about for about another 4 hours. I mean, doing it all day here. So, President Trump's travel bans have attracted an awful lot of fuss. Of course, we've got that petition going on with now 1.7 million signatures saying that Donald Trump's state visit should be suspended. At the same time that there's a rival petition saying they support Donald Trump's visit, which has reached 100,000. Interestingly, both of those trigger parliamentary debates. So therefore, they will have to have two in about 3 weeks' time, one presumably for, one presumably anti.
Because of the number of signatures.
Exactly that.
Right.
Yes, you reach 100,000. Actually, there's nothing that says they absolutely have to, but it's seen as protocol. Once you reach 100,000 signatures on a parliamentary petition, that's the point, it's on the parliamentary website, then it kicks off the formal debate idea. But also MPs beginning this debate on Brexit, and this is important because unlike all the other debates and all the other talking shops, this one actually is part of the formal democratic process to trigger Article 50, and therefore, this is the beginning of the bill that goes through, and then amendments, maybe, and then the House of Lords, and ultimately, the button is actually pushed.
With over a million signatures, I wonder what the Queen's thinking now.
Yes. I wonder. Privately, it would be absolutely fascinating. But a lot is made of the fact that, yes, you're right, that the petition is based along the idea that a Donald Trump state visit would embarrass the Queen. And that's the sort of question that's put. But you wonder, I mean, how embarrassed was she by the visit of China's President Xi Jinping a couple of years ago? Or Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah? I mean, these attracted huge protests at the time. Or perhaps, most of all, Romania's Premier Nicolae Ceaușescu in the 1970s. He had a meeting at Buckingham Palace, but not a face-to-face meeting with the Queen. And in fact, she famously told someone at a lunch later that she saw Nicolae Ceaușescu walking towards her in the grounds of Buckingham Palace, so she hid behind a bush that she actually had to chat to him directly. But how's this? The Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, has essentially, I'll slightly paraphrase here, has essentially justified Donald Trump's visit, saying, well, look, he's not as bad as Robert Mugabe, the Zimbabwean mass-murdering, erratic extremist dictator.
Yeah.
So that's fine then, isn't it?
Yeah, the precedent has already been set. Now, tell us about the missing millions.
Yeah, this was the biggest burglary in British history. You may remember a couple of years ago, the Hatton Garden jewellery heist, with a gang, average age 67, spending 3 days drilling into 73 safe deposit boxes in Hatton Garden in that section of central London. And it was very clever. Nobody got hurt, apart from the fact, of course, they swiped a load of stuff, mainly diamonds, sapphires, and gold. But now they reckon that, this is certainly the way the prosecution's putting it, that it's actually double the amount of stuff has been taken. So instead of about £15 million worth, they reckon about £30 million worth. In particular, one box owner only just came forward. Bear in mind, this was a couple of years ago. She's only just come forward to say that, oh, actually, I'm missing £7 million worth of gold. Like, you know, you wouldn't have noticed that before. So police have only recovered £4 million. So if they think that there's another 25 or so million out there, the thought is now this gang could get extra jail sentences. As I say, average age 67. If they're 10 to 15 years in jail, that's pretty much whole life, isn't
it? Yeah, the heist of the century. A runner's day off.
Here we go. A former British Olympic runner has indeed had a day off after a running streak that lasted over 52 years. Ron Hill, as a blast from the past, he competed in the Tokyo and Munich Olympics. And since just before Christmas, 1964, he ran at least a mile every day. Now aged 78, Ron went for his usual pounding of the pavement and felt a pain in his chest and decided, oh, I think I might just have to stop today. I'm not feeling so good. He's fine, but I mean, this compared with the fact he ran for 6 weeks after a car crash with his leg in plaster, for goodness sake.
He's the Forrest Gump of the UK.
He is a bit, and it felt like nothing could stop him for a while. So I put it to you, can anyone beat 52 years and 39 days running a mile every day?
No.
Beat that.
And we don't want to. Thank you, Adam. Much appreciated.
Okay.